Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Gift of Years, Growing Older, Gracefully by Joan Chittister is a reflective guide to aging that treats later life as a meaningful season rather than a slow diminishment. Drawing on her experience as a Benedictine sister and public thinker, Chittister invites readers to reframe the cultural story that equates worth with youth, productivity, and appearance. The book explores spiritual, emotional, and practical dimensions of growing older, including shifting identities, changing bodies, new limitations, and unexpected freedoms. Instead of offering quick fixes, it encourages honest attention to grief, gratitude, memory, and purpose. Chittister emphasizes that wisdom is not automatic, but cultivated through humility, community, and continued growth. With a compassionate tone, she addresses common fears about dependence and irrelevance while also celebrating the possibilities of deeper relationships, simpler living, and more courageous truth-telling. It is both a critique of ageism and a hopeful map for making the later years rich with meaning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rewriting the cultural story of aging, a central theme is the need to resist a society that treats aging as decline and older people as disposable. Chittister challenges the assumption that value depends on speed, novelty, physical attractiveness, or career status. She argues that when a culture worships youth, it trains people to fear the natural passage of time, and that fear turns into denial, self-criticism, and isolation. The book reframes aging as an earned stage of life with its own tasks and gifts, not a problem to be hidden. Readers are encouraged to recognize ageism in everyday language, media images, and even well-meaning compliments that imply older life is surprising or lesser. From that awareness, the book pushes toward a new narrative grounded in dignity. Growing older can be a time for clearer priorities, more honest boundaries, and a wider compassion born of experience. The point is not to romanticize aging, but to refuse to let cultural contempt dictate personal identity. When the story changes, practical choices change too, from how people care for their bodies to how they participate in community and advocate for just treatment. Secondly, letting go, grieving well, and making room for meaning. The book addresses the ongoing losses that can accompany aging, including the loss of roles, strength, independence, and familiar routines. Rather than demanding constant positivity, Chittister treats grief as a truthful response and a doorway to maturity. She encourages readers to acknowledge what hurts without becoming trapped in bitterness or nostalgia. Letting go is presented as both painful and liberating, a process that strips away the need to control everything and makes space for what matters most. This includes releasing old images of oneself, such as the identity built around being indispensable, and accepting new limitations without self-contempt. The book also explores the idea that meaning is not only found in big achievements, but in presence, faithfulness, and small acts of care. As people face change, they can either tighten their grip and grow fearful, or open their hands and grow wise. Chittister emphasizes inner freedom, the kind that comes from recognizing that life is still worth living fully even when it looks different. This topic gives readers permission to mourn and then to choose renewed purpose, grounded in realism rather than denial. Thirdly, the spiritual work of aging, wisdom, humility, and gratitude, Chittister frames later life as a season of spiritual development, where the goal shifts from proving oneself to becoming more fully human. She highlights practices and attitudes that support this transformation, including humility, patience, gratitude, and a willingness to keep learning. Wisdom is described less as having answers, and more as seeing clearly, recognizing complexity, and responding with compassion. Aging can expose illusions about control and permanence, and that exposure can deepen faith and perspective. The book invites readers to reflect on their lives, not to rehearse regrets endlessly, but to integrate the past with honesty. Gratitude plays a key role, not as forced cheerfulness, but as a disciplined attention to what remains good, true, and beautiful. Chittister also considers the spiritual challenge of dependence, asking readers to view receiving help as part of mutual human life rather than a humiliating failure. Throughout, the emphasis is on becoming a person who can live with fewer distractions and more depth. For readers who are religious, this may connect directly to prayer and trust. For others, it can function as a humanistic call to live with reverence, integrity, and courage as time becomes more precious. Fourthly, relationships, community, and the courage to stay engaged. Another major topic is the role of relationships and community in aging well. Chittister argues that loneliness is not an inevitable feature of older life, but often a consequence of social structures that separate generations and undervalue elders. She calls for intentional connection, including friendships, family ties, and communities of shared purpose. The book suggests that older adults have a crucial role in social life as mentors, witnesses, and stabilizing presences, and that withdrawing completely can impoverish both the individual and the wider community. At the same time, she acknowledges that relationships change, friends die, families scatter, and energy levels shift. The response, she proposes, is to keep cultivating belonging through new forms of engagement rather than clinging only to the past. This engagement can include volunteering, spiritual communities, neighborhood ties, or simply the practice of showing up for others. Chittister also emphasizes honesty and reconciliation, encouraging readers to address long-standing conflicts and to speak truth with kindness. Aging can sharpen what people are willing to tolerate and what they are willing to forgive. In this topic, community is presented not as entertainment, but as a lifeline and a responsibility. Lastly, living with limitations, body, independence, and everyday choices, the book treats the changing body as a reality to be faced with respect rather than shame. Chittister challenges the pressure to deny aging through constant comparison or frantic self-improvement, while still affirming the importance of caring for health and safety. Physical limitations can trigger fear about dependence, medical systems, and losing control over daily life. She encourages readers to plan wisely, accept help when needed, and distinguish between dignity and stubborn independence. In her approach, adaptation is not surrender, it is intelligent living. This includes making practical decisions about routines, housing, transportation, and the use of assistive supports, while also tending to emotional resilience. The book suggests that embracing limitation can refine character, teaching patience and attentiveness. It can also clarify what people truly want to spend time on. By shifting focus from appearances to capacities, readers can pursue a realistic kind of vitality rooted in purpose. Chittister does not promise that aging will be easy, but she insists it can still be deeply alive. The topic ultimately links the physical and the spiritual, proposing that how one treats the body and the need for help can become a practice of self-compassion and solidarity with others who are vulnerable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers entering midlife or later adulthood, as well as family members, caregivers, and anyone who wants a wiser relationship with time. It will also resonate with people who appreciate spiritually informed reflection, whether they approach spirituality through formal religion or through a broader search for meaning. The benefit is practical and personal. It helps readers replace fear with perspective, name losses without being consumed by them, and discover purpose that is not dependent on status or physical peak performance. By challenging ageism and internalized shame, it can improve daily life through calmer decision-making, healthier boundaries, and deeper appreciation of relationships. Compared to many aging books that focus narrowly on medical advice, productivity hacks, or financial planning, Chittister offers a more holistic framework that integrates inner life, community responsibility, and moral courage. The writing invites ongoing reflection rather than one-time consumption, making it a book readers can return to as circumstances change. It is worth buying because it provides language and structure for a stage of life that is often misunderstood, helping readers live their later years with dignity, engagement, and quiet joy. If you would like to support Joan Chittister, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.